We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is with us. So yesterday was a great day or a bad day? Sounded like
well,
it ended.
If you're long the stock market, like most of our listeners are, or most of them should be, it was a really good day.
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh, you look at the Dow up almost 2% at 600 points. The NASDAQ up over 3%. So the NASDAQ, John, has shown us this incredible volatility, you know, over the last little bit. But it also, if people would just catch their breath and take a look at it, right now is very illustrative of how common corrections are in bull markets. Now, they happen very fast, so a lot of people might not even notice them. But if you look at the NASDAQ index, remember, gang, that is led by the biggest corporations in the world right now. That is Apple, that's Amazon, that's Microsoft, that's Facebook, Netflix, all of those. That's what comprises the upper level of the NASDAQ, John. That has had a recent correction up until yesterday of 7.5%. And that, I mean, that's a big pullback. If you notice that in the Dow, John, you'd be talking, what, 3,000 points almost.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And people would really notice that. They might not notice it in the, some of these broader indices, but the fact that it's happening very, very quickly and that maybe not everybody's watching while it happens doesn't mean it didn't happen. And that's a very healthy thing for the stock market to go through these rotations. So even if people aren't noticing them, it is happening, and it can be very, very healthy. So you look at the rally that we had yesterday, John. That shows us that there's still a lot of liquidity in the market. We also know there's still a lot of liquidity in the market because the yield on our 10-year Treasury, which I mentioned last week and was a little nervous about when it peaked above 1.6%, now back to just a tiny bit above 1.4%. Again, that may not sound like a big move to a lot of folks, but it is a very meaningful move. So you have all that liquidity. You had good news from J&J's vaccination yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so lower interest rates, lots of vaccination, and more stimulus coming. That is going to continue to have a lot of volatility in the market, but that's going to be very good for the economy, and that's ultimately what leads stocks higher.
Yeah. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Hey, glad you're back. And everybody, please stay well out there.
Thank you.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.